Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. So I was actually doing a lot of digging into... You know, not into the ground. The ground.
Okay.
After you win the World Series, what do teams do the next year? I know we're all familiar with the fact that they don't repeat. At least they haven't repeated since the Yankees won 98 through 2000.
Rangers haven't yet.
They haven't yet, and they're, I'm so sorry, they're not going
Astros
to.
Astros mathematically lost yesterday. Only 10 back.
Are they mathematically
12
out,
to
Kevin?
Go.
I don't think they are.
You're quitting on them.
Magic number still at 3.
Before they even have a chance to finish up.
I'm gonna try this.
You want to know the number? Oh, they are a 0% chance of making the playoffs, it says on ESPN.
Oh, okay.
Oh, no, I'm sorry.
0.1?
No, not even that.
Greater than 0.1.
Hell oh, wow. Yeah! Less than 0.1?
Less than 0.1,
okay.
Yeah.
Here's what I'm going to try.
The Pac-Man goes this way, and then that's greater. Oh, I don't. How's the Pac-Man work?
So, cut number 10, Alec, if you can have that ready to go. The Rangers season is over. They are not making the playoffs. They will not defend their World Series title. I'm sorry.
I feel like you're trying to
My
hurt me
My consolation
right
prize
Just
to you.
Just real quickly, if you're listening and you're a Rangers player, still show up to the game tonight.
True.
I know that Kevin just said the season's over. Technically, True. You have 12 more games to play.
Keep playing. Just know you're not making the playoffs.
Okay.
My consolation prize to you is this.
Two balls, two strikes. Spores, kicks, and fires. He struck him out looking. It's over. It's over. The Rangers have won the World Series. Ranger fans, you're not dreaming.
No, you're not.
The Rangers are the World Series champions.
They still are.
After 52 years in Texas, 63 years of the franchise, the wait is over, and the celebration has begun.
Now let's get to the other sad stuff. I just wanted to make sure that you... I'm really curious, though. Why has this felt like a disproportionately sad season? Because teams don't repeat.
Right.
But
they mostly compete for the playoffs or make the playoffs, right?
Okay. Let me ask you this. I'm glad that you brought that up because this is what I did.
I don't know the numbers.
This is what I did my research about. In the 21 full follow-up seasons, so I didn't include 2020 because it's a shortened season.
Everybody made it.
And this season isn't over just yet. So I've got 21 follow-up seasons. Of those 21 seasons, how many times do you think a team made the playoffs or didn't make the playoffs?
I will say made the playoffs 14 out of the 21 times.
Okay. I'll say 9 out of the 21 times.
They made it 12 times and did not make it 9 times. But to your point, and I think this is where people have gotten upset with the way the season's gone. Out of those 21 teams, one went 81-81. Four had a losing record. 16 of them had a winning record the next year. And I think that it's not that the Rangers didn't make it.
Yeah.
It's that we've known. I get it, math and everything.
I guess I should have known Bochy 3 times
yes,
didn't make it.
That's true. But and even then, I'll get to that in just a second. But it's that we've been out of it for so long,
yeah.
Right? And I think that's the part that's made this season really sad. I understand technically like you're still alive, but how long has it been since you actually thought the Rangers were still alive for the playoffs? 2 months?
June.
Even at the trade deadline, June. I didn't feel good about that. Like I remember having this discussion because Bobby wanted to trade the whole team. And I was like, I know he didn't want to trade the whole team, just the guys that were kind of going to be free agents. And I got his perspective. And I said, most likely they're not going to make the playoffs.
Yeah.
I've seen them play for 4 months. This doesn't look like a playoff team, but I think you have to still try because you're only 3.5 out. So that's not a big number with 2 months to play, but I didn't feel good about it then. I didn't feel like they were going to make the playoffs. So I don't know. In a weird way, I have to go back to maybe the start of June. June felt so bad. June was the month where I was like, I don't think this team looks right.
And the thing that got you so excited the previous year was DeGrom.
Sure.
And you knew, you knew, but you wanted to be excited about something. And okay, we got Max Scherzer. And then he can't pitch for most of the season. And then like all these things that you were very excited about, Corey Seager doesn't look like Corey Seager. And to start the season, it was brutal. So yeah, Kevin, it was most of this season you've just been like, can we do anything?
And you look at the flip side of all the numbers, 76% of the teams the year after they won the World Series had a winning record. 57% of the time they went to the playoffs, and 38% of the time they made it back to at least the league championship series. And I know what people have said all year. Well, Boch doesn't go back to back. Even Bochy joked about that because there was an interesting article in the USA Today and he goes, well, you're obviously talking to the wrong guy. And he kind of cracked a smile. And I get all of that. But in his follow-up seasons, I know people are like, he didn't make the playoffs. Remember, the playoff field used to be smaller, too. He won 86, 76, and 84 games. So even two of those 3 years that they didn't make the playoffs, they were still a solid ball club.
So this could be his worst record ever after winning the World Series, right? They're going to be right around that 76
They're on pace for 77 wins right now, and 76 and 86 was the worst one by far because the other 2 years he went 84 and then 186.
Okay, you didn't dive this far, I'm betting.
Okay, let's see.
Because somebody just said, I would rather lose 10-9 every night instead of losing 3-1. It's so boring.
Okay, don't have a breakdown of the types of losses, but I can look into that.
That's been part of the sadness is like if you were a productive offense, there's some excitement going into it, but you've been less than non-productive.
Let me play the other side of this.
Okay.
You usually win by pitching. So as a Ranger fan, I get it. We're used to losing 10-9. But when you do have the positive part of the future being hopefully a healthy DeGrom, hopefully a healthy and great Kumar Rocker, hopefully you get back Evaldi, hopefully Jack Leiter, who's shown improvement this year, and he had a very good game against Seattle the other day. He had a good game, not a very good game, but a good game. Gave a two-run homer, but 7th, 8th inning, pitched out of jams late in game. That was really good positive for me, but you do have John Gray under contract. I can't tell you John Gray's going to be in your rotation next year or not. You know, so I do think that there is this, hey, the rotation should, on a piece of paper, be good next year.
Yeah.
That gives you a chance. If you don't have a good rotation, it's very tough to just offensively whack your way to the playoffs. Now, you can't.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first 3 grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
And I'm not saying you can't, but
but you have to have offense.
I would rather have the issue of can these guys get better offensively, then what are we supposed to do about our pitching? Yeah. If that makes sense. I'm worried about the bullpen next year, to be honest. We'll see how that has to be done through free agency, and that costs money.
All the best teams this year, Mike, and I think last year was very, you could look at the same way with the Rangers. Dodgers plus 115, Milwaukee plus 138. Phillies plus 115, 92 for the Astros, plus 123 for the Yankees. All the best teams have a huge disparity between the amount of runs they score and the amount of runs that they give up. They have pitching, and they can put up 6 runs in a game.
And I'm not saying next year the Rangers I know are going to make the playoffs or bounce back. I don't know, but if they were giving up a lot of runs throughout the season, I would go, well, I don't know how to fix this. We would go into like the they don't develop pitching and all this stuff, but if they have developed Rocker, that could help you out a lot. And there's still a lot. It's one game so far, but I did really like that one game.
Does it, I'm guessing this probably won't help, but I just wanted to check nonetheless. Does it make you feel any better that the Rangers are probably safe from being the worst in the last, since the last repeat in terms of worst record? Because the 2014 Red Sox went 71-91.
Dang.
And I know this didn't count because the season was short, but that Nationals team looked like they were going to be pretty bad. They were on pace to go 70-92. Right now, the Rangers are at 77-85. I'm not here to be like, hey, look how great we are. But does that help at all that it's not going to be the worst follow-up performance? Or are you like, and what to do? With-? Okay, because what did the Red Sox do after that? They went 78-84. So they didn't immediately bounce back after a bad season and then get right back in it. They had another tough season.
Yeah, man, set records either way. Yeah, just go out there and set records.
Whether they're good, whether they're bad.
No, like, but seriously, it doesn't really matter to me that much because it just kind of becomes a lost season for me.
Okay. Yeah.
A lost championship defending season too, and that stinks.
Yeah, and I'm with you. Like, if it was the worst, I guess it would matter because we were like, let's not be the worst defending champ. And you brought up the point of the Nationals. But I look at it and I go, I never thought there would be meaningless baseball in September this year.
Yeah.
It not making the playoffs, I could see that. I could see Seattle and Houston being better than the Rangers and the Rangers didn't hit the wild card spot or win the division. I could see that. But I thought they would be in a race at the end. And like you said, it's been a long time since you, even if you're the most optimistic fan, it had to be like mid to late August once you kind of said it ain't happening.
And then I found this quote again from this USA Today article to be particularly sad. This is from Jordan Montgomery, who obviously not even on the team anymore. I think we're all really surprised at what's happened there. I thought they'd be back. But I remember being with the Yankees and Rizzo kept telling me about the World Series hangover they had with the Cubs. Maybe it's real.
I wonder what it is. Is it the, because when we talked to Derek after they lost the World Series, what did he say? I just want to get back.
Yeah.
And it's the, and when we, he said why, he was like, it's, there's, you can't match the adrenaline. You can't match the feeling of that, of playing in the playoffs.
Yet in 12, right? They totally lost it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I wonder, like, what if
they, like, got back, but then they look like they're getting back and then lost all the energy at the end of the year. I do think this, I don't think this is the only reason. I'm just going to give you a reason. And nobody, like our buddy Kyle, who runs the Dallas Card Show, he's paying five times what he had to pay for current Texas Rangers.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Because they won.
And well, because the demand is so much higher because of that,
Who's doing all that work? The agent.
Yeah.
The agent does have you running around this world after you win. It's time to take advantage of the championship. Now, all of a sudden, instead of $2,000, you're getting $10,000. Instead of Rawlings giving you $10,000, I want $50,000. Yeah. Instead of Adidas giving you $20,000, I want $100,000. So now, and then you deserve this. Hey, we're trying to get out of this. We're trying to get you into this. We're trying to do that. We're trying to do this. There's a lot of pulling. And sometimes as a player, I'm not saying these guys didn't try to get ready for a season and everything. I think they did. But there's a lot that goes into it, and you have the satisfaction of winning, and I think that's what makes Patrick Mahomes so special. And then he tells his teammates that he's like, I don't give an S. You know, you're coming along for another championship. We're not satisfied here. And I can remember reading the Magic Johnson book, and I know that they were only a repeat champ in 87, 88. Anybody that came on the team couldn't ride the first bus. First bus was for champions. You're not a champion. He's like, I'm on the Lakers, man. I'm playing. I'm in the rotation. I'm like, no, you're not a Laker. You've never won a championship with us. Second bus.
Yeah.
You know, like, so there has to be this crazy mentality that I don't, it's rare. That's why we don't have repeat champions.
Yeah.
That, like, you have to have, I think it's easier in basketball, but you have to have that Magic Johnson, Michael Jordan type of personality where you're like, I hate him, But I love playing with him because we keep winning.
And Chris Young kind of touched on that when he mentioned one particular word, underperformance, but he did say this. It's not as much as to why teams don't repeat, but how magical it is when it does happen and everything goes right. So you have to have all of those things. All of those things go right for consecutive years. It's really difficult. We certainly experienced that this year. And he said, whether it's injuries or underperformance, it just hasn't lined up for us.
Just think of how many things had to go right for the Rangers to win it.
Absolutely.
Just to win it the one time.
At the All-Star break last year, I was doing like a pre and post with Steve Buschel, who obviously had been in the game a long time. And like he is like, wow, the whole lineup is having a career year. Can you believe that? At the All-Star break, your whole lineup, everybody was having the best year of their career. And it's like you have, I remember him saying something like, man, I hope they take advantage of it, or they have to take advantage of it, because when are you ever going to have a 9-man lineup where pretty much everybody is having their career year?
Okay. I do have one more quote that goes along with that, and I really think hammers home your point. I know we got to go.
Say it.
Bochy. It shows how difficult it is to win a championship. To repeat, a lot of good things have to happen. You need your guys to have a similar year to the year before. You need to avoid injuries, and you need a surprise or two. We didn't hit on any of them, just being honest.